Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. Join us weekly as we feature top professionals talk about travel and tourism, hospitality, arts and culture, commercial retail, and other exciting events happening in our city. Visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn more about how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. And now enjoy our show with your host, Chamber President and CEO, Jerry Libbins.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Chamber Radio Network. Today, we are really very fortunate to have a guest in studio. Parker Lake is the Senior Business Development Executive for UDT, United Data Technologies, a brand new Chamber member. Parker's not new to the Chamber. We love you, Parker, and but your company, United Data Technologies, provides an invaluable service. Before we get to that, though, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, and you're relatively new to the South Florida area. Tell us about Parker Lake.
Thanks, Jerry. Yes, relatively new. Been here now for going on 3 years. Started out career-wise in the print industry and before that in corporate security in the 1990s. By the time I got into the print industry, it slowly morphed into document management, which became very IT-intensive. Managing the documents, storing them, making sure that they're secure. And next thing you know, I'm surrounded by developers and servers, and I'm in the IT industry, which is where I am.
It's so critical today. I mean, I don't think any business can survive without the support services of IT. And when things don't go well, they really go south in a hurry, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so funny when I hear people say that they're starting up a tech company, and I think all companies are tech companies today. You know, when the internet goes down, people might as well go home in most companies.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing and how people are able to run huge companies from their home, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, now your company in particular has a sweet spot. Who are you looking for? What is that sweet spot for UDT?
Well, the sweet spot for the company itself, for UDT, is any company that falls into small, medium, or even large space. Traditionally, we've worked with large companies and organizations, including school districts, including the Miami Beach School District and Miami-Dade, to provide IT services. My team, the small and medium business team, provides managed IT to companies that are between, say, 10 desks and about 250. So what we're doing as a subset of UDT is taking that enterprise quality service and we're bringing it down to a scale that can fit the needs of a small and medium-sized business.
So you made a comment about managed IT services, and to some of us, you know, we're not really sure what that is.
What does that mean?
Let's break that down into its smallest parts, and so we really get an idea of what are the services. What does that mean, managed IT services? What's in that bailiwick?
Sure. It's everything that deals with information technology in your office or in your company. So looking around you here, you have a computer on your desk. We talked a little bit about how you transition to the cloud, which is a great thing. What we do is make that transition smooth. We're the team. We're your IT department. We're the ones who sit with you and say, okay, what's your budget? Here are the options for different cloud service providers. What are we going to do with your old servers? Is virtualization needed? You may ask, what's virtualization? We'll tell you.
Yeah, what's virtualization? Good question.
We'll tell you in a way that is relevant to your business, and we'll discuss as to whether you need that based on the cost. And
so pretty much you guys are the quarterback, if I will, in an analogy. You hear the problems. You listen, or you're the coach maybe, you know, but you hear what we're trying to execute. You study what we're doing, and then you come up with solutions that you would recommend for us to be as efficient as possible.
That's right. I like to think of it as you being the coach, and perhaps we're the different team members of the whole team, and you're basically saying, what we need to do is turn this machine on in the office, at home, wherever we are, and it needs to do X, Y, and Z. We make it happen, we manage it through the process, and we make sure it doesn't go down.
So let me ask you this. If I'm a small company, and I've got 30 people working, 30 computers. That's not much larger than a chamber. We probably have 20. And we think about, well, do I really need a company like yours? If a mouse breaks or something goes wrong with our Wi-Fi, couldn't we just call somebody at that point to come in and fix it and we're gone? Why do we need to go into a whole managed IT? It sounds like this whole big expensive process that we need to go through. I'm a small guy. What do you say to that?
I say that what you've just described is probably the majority of cases out there, keeping in mind that small and medium-sized businesses have grown from something, and they certainly were smaller before. And I may have mentioned that we kind of worked between 10 and 250 desks. So at some point, they had two desks, and it was perfectly fine at that case. You break a mouse, well, you know what, we'll run up to the local store, and we'll buy a new mouse at some point. Or maybe we have a friend that we call, and he knows IT, so he'll help us out. He'll help us upgrade. However, at some point, it begins to rob from the core of what you do as a business, where your Wi-Fi goes down, right? What would you do if your Wi-Fi goes down and it stays down all day, right? You called your friend. If you have an internet phone, well, you're using your cell phone to make that call, right? No calls are coming in. What if he or she's somewhere else? Whatever happens at that point is going to cost you more than you would have spent.
So how do you? So let's take the same scenario. So the Wi-Fi goes down. We call UDT, and remotely, I guess, or you run over. So what's the difference? What do you all do?
Well, the first thing we would do is we're coming on board with you before anything occurs. Perhaps you've told us about things that have happened in the past, and you certainly told us about things that you would definitely not want to happen. You may say, Parker, I definitely don't want Wi-Fi to ever go down because we need the computers up for trading, or we trade on our website, or all the phones are on the internet.
It's our lifeblood. We talk to our members.
Absolutely. It just can't happen. In which case, we'll say, well, excellent. Well, you need a certain type of backup configuration.
Redundant service.
Absolutely. And we do have redundant services, and I can go into detail, but the important thing is that on the back end, in behind the scenes, we have systems that are constantly pinging to check for uptime, where we're constantly monitoring. And if for a nanosecond, let's say for a split second, if we realize the system's down, you'll switch onto the second email service, which is completely backed up. So as far as your user's concerned, you haven't noticed the email.
It's seamless. It almost sounds like I'm in an emergency room in the hospital. I'm thinking, I'm watching the heart monitor go, and all of a sudden the technology realizes this pacemaker needs to turn on. And the patient never knows the difference.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's great. So tell me, what was the aha moment that got you into this technology thing? You talked about some of your background before, but at some point you woke up and went, well, it's all come together. That's what I need to be doing.
Yeah.
We call that the aha moment.
The aha moment. It was with a completely different company. We were a financial printer, and we basically printed offer documents for M&A transactions. And you may be aware of the virtual data rooms. Well, they used to be real data rooms. They used to be a library.
Yeah,
and
one computer used to fill up the whole room.
Absolutely. You'd have someone at the door, and they'll say, well, come on in and read the company's documents, and you'd spend a whole day in there. This particular company was a large natural resources company with about 150 years of history, and as part of this merger that they were doing with a foreign resources company, they had to look at all of the contracts and employment documentation, as well as all the pension paperwork for all their employees in the past 8 years. Right, and all of their mining locations. It's virtually impossible to pack all of this into a room and search it, and it was also very difficult to scan it all.
I imagine.
But we needed high-speed scanners. We needed to have a file management tool. We needed to have the ability to search it in two languages, and it was done. But it was all of a sudden we weren't printers anymore.
Got it. Great story. Listen, we're going to take a short break here and read a commercial. And when we come back, I want to talk about your philosophy in business and to make you think about something that you could pass on and share with our listeners.
What happens to your bottom line when IT issues stop your business from running? How would your business function if your service or internet connection suddenly went down? Now imagine how easy life would be knowing that an established company that specialized in IT was proactively taking care of your computers, servers, and phones, and optimizing your internet connection. You just imagine the peace of mind that comes with using UDT to manage your company's IT. UDT is Florida's top managed service provider. If your company has between 10 and 250 computer workstations, then you should take advantage of this offer by calling UDT today at 305-882-0435. Again, that number is 305-882-0435.
So once again, Parker Lake is here with us today in studio from UDT, and I was just going to ask you about your philosophy of business. What is the corporate philosophy?
Corporate philosophy. I'd like to answer the first question like my philosophy.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You know, we do have a philosophy at UDT, and we can talk about it. But my take on business, especially when it comes to small business, is preparation.
Absolutely. Good one. So to be prepared is to really keep everything afloat, and those redundant services that we talked about, critical.
Absolutely.
Right. You talked earlier about also, you mentioned how businesses have grown. You know, some of those companies that were 2 desks are today 20 desks. I mean, that's something, good news, that's something that's happened here over the last 5.5 years that I've been at the Chamber because of the team and the board members that we've put together. We've more than doubled in size, both in manpower and members and budgets. And so you have to keep up with the times, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You have to be prepared. I can imagine there were days where we had everything went down and pretty much we were sitting around. You didn't have a lot you could do if you couldn't send or receive an email. You know, it's a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like growing up. You have growing pains, right? Things bottleneck. Like you can't stop business. And the better you get, the more things can bottleneck. But yeah, that's what being prepared is all about. The hardest thing to do is to reach out to an expert and say,
I need help.
I don't know what I need, but I need help. All I know is we're growing, and I don't know what's going to happen, but we're on a great run right now, and we want it to continue. What could happen, and what would you recommend we do to be able to continue riding forward without bottlenecking?
Well, that's really so important. And so as a C-level employee sits with you and talks about his or her business and what they need to do, that's, I guess, where your expertise comes in and your team. You analyze what the stated goals are, what the needs are of the business to get from point A to point B, and then you're able to sit there and say, listen, if you want to be sure that we can deliver this, here's things that we want to recommend. Let's talk a little bit about the cost. I imagine that's an issue for people. They wonder, you know, can I afford this service? But what kinds of costs or how are things priced out? Obviously, they're customized, but...
That's right. They are customized. That's a very good question, and I think that's the first question on most small businesses' minds. They're thinking, wow, okay, I realize that you do this for a school district, or maybe you do this for a major corporation, but we're not there yet. What we've done is we've brought the price point down to deliver value at the small and medium-sized business level. And for us, that means that our small and medium-sized companies that we work with can budget for it. That means a fixed monthly rate. And that's
basically... No surprises.
No surprises. So we're basically providing a proactive service that they can completely budget for and say at the end of the year, we said we were going to spend X on IT, and we spent X on IT, and we've had a good year.
That's fantastic. Well, that's really a very valuable service. And hear that. Would set their mind at ease from the outset, knowing that whatever it is that they determine that they can afford, there's not going to be any additional add-ons. If you need to come out 10 times a week, God forbid, or once a year,
absolutely.
Either way, you're going to make sure that things happen the way they're supposed to happen.
Correct. One last thing I'll add is you mentioned C-level executives. We actually have a service called a virtual client advisor, which is included in our managed services prices. The person who is your virtual CTO or CIO, as a small company, you might not need a full-time person working for you in this capacity, but whenever you do need that person, they'll come to see you.
It's good to know. That's part of the insurance package. You've got a human who will come out and sit with you and help resolve other issues or help give you input as to how you might address things.
Absolutely.
Because business changes. Like you said, it grows. So what you're doing today may not be what you're doing in 6 months, and
absolutely.
So the needs change. Right.
Exactly. You know, and they help you strategize and how you're going to handle that change.
So as we're running out of time, I want to know what's ahead in 2015. The year has just begun, basically, and what's new on the drawing board?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of chatter around the business world about data security. You know, what do you do with people's credit card?
Yeah.
other personally identifiable information. A lot of talk about disaster recovery. When was the last hurricane we had here?
Knock wood, about 2005.
Absolutely. Let's keep knocking on wood. At some point, though, we are living in a hurricane.
For sure.
What would happen in to your data, to your technology in that situation? So there's a lot of talk about that. And, you know, there are exponentially more small and medium-sized businesses than there are large enterprises. And our team's excited about having lots of conversations.
Well, Parker, I can't thank you enough for coming in studio and being on the show with us. Tell our listeners, where can they contact you, or what's the best number to reach out to, whether it's a website, a phone number? How do they contact UDT and your team?
Well, I would, if you're a small business owner, medium-sized business owner, and you hear in this conversation points that you would like to continue to have a conversation with me about, I invite them to call me directly. My phone is available to you at 305-613-1498. And that's 305-613-1498. Or just drop me an email at parker.lake@udtonline.com.
Parker, fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been a great show.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And come back next week and visit Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. To learn more about the Miami Beach Chamber and how you can be spotlighted on the show, visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. Now go out and make it a great Chamber day.